Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Have that dump button ready, because I honestly have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth.
Get ready for takeoff.
There is no way that I'm tapping out now.
You're listening to Unkillable.
If you didn't kill us last night, we are unkillable.
Hosted by Brandon Tierney.
God help us. God help us here. I mean, just God help us with this nonsense. I mean, this is just next level torture. What's going on, everybody? Episode 36 of Unkillable here. This is unimaginable, next level, unfair torture. That's all that this is. All right. Well, we'll get through it. We'll do what we always do. And, you know what's nuts about this here is that the reason And the way these games often go, right? You know, so often, and I try not to lump all the other Jet losses into, or a Jet loss into all the other Jet losses. It's not fair to the new coaches. It's not fair to the new players, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, it's after a while, it's just utterly fucking impossible to get any sort of separation from this twisted world of Jets fandom. It really is. But I got to tell you, This might be the one. This might be the one. This might be the one that just breaks everybody. You know, where do you go from here? You go from absolutely nothing in the first half. And I think these are the worst kind of losses, where you sit there and nothing's happening. It's 20-6 at the half. You know, you know they're not going to win the game, and you just slowly, methodically check out. You know, there's nothing to get ramped up for in the second half. I'm going back and forth. I'm watching the Mets. I'm watching the Yankees. I'm obviously checking my fantasy stuff. So there's no way that I think that the Jets can mount any sort of comeback here. And as I'm conditioned to, you know, and you just, you're fairly immune to this after a while. Like it almost doesn't even really resonate anymore, these kind of losses. Wow. But I'm sitting there, I'm saying, honestly, I don't want any problems today. I really don't want any problems. I just want to sit here. I want to wallow in my Jets football misery. I want to start the podcast, which, by the way, is there a more depressing endeavor than a Jets instant reaction post-game show pod? Is there anything worse that I could have conceivably signed up for? I mean, if I started a podcast and the name of the podcast was Needles in Eyeballs as the World Watches, I think it would be less painful. So understand what just happened here today as we try to unpack this. My good God. At halftime, the Jets are averaging 2.8 yards a play. They've got six penalties. Amazingly, the Bucs had almost double that. And of the six, most were procedural. They had a fumble. They had a pick six. They were stopped on fourth and inches. There were more missed tackles, a lot of missed tackles. It was in the first quarter, it was third and 29. Whether or not it was a penalty on Sauce, whatever. He gets burned by Mike Evans. And then Sauce later gets burned on a 42-yard play. I'll tell you, Sauce is just—he is stealing money. I mean, for a quarterback who gets all this money and gets all this pub and gets all this love, can I ask, what does Sauce Gardner actually do on Sundays? What does he do? He doesn't turn you over. He doesn't make tackles. He really just doesn't do anything. So I'm sitting here, and this thing looks like another uninspiring loss. And like I said, I don't want any trouble. I just want to take my lumps, get on with the day, you know, watch the end of the Mets game, watch the end of the Yankees game, get ready for the Giants game, get ready for the week on the Fan. And they suck you in, and they lull you in. And then, of course, like even when they score a touchdown, you're like, oh, did Lazard catch that? Did he actually catch it? I still have no idea if he caught it. And then even like when the Bucs make a play late, when they review it, I'm like, did he catch that? Did he not catch it? Like even when there is a challenge, you can't even sit there with great certainty as a Jets fan saying, no, we're good. We're good. We got to wait for the referee to come on and tell you, you know, what we saw isn't really what we saw, but it could be what we saw because in New York, they think this is what they saw. And here's the play. Here's the ruling. So of course you go from the absolute, the throes of euphoria. What a play by Will McDonald. Wow. What a play. God. What an awesome athletic football play. Just brilliant. Gorgeous. And then as you're celebrating, you're like, a lot of time left on this clock. Here we go. There's a lot of time left on this clock. Wow. Wow. Understand just how close. You know, I tweeted this yesterday, right? I tweeted this morning. I said, just give me some crumbs. Give us some crumbs to a season, right? We don't expect at this point year one for Aaron Glenn. We don't expect an entire season. And by an entire season, meaning you get to game 17, week 18, there's something to play for. Just give me a couple of crumbs. Get us past Halloween. Understand how close we are to actually be sitting here with such a different mindset and a different mentality. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not a lot of questions and a lot of concerns early in the Aaron Glenn era. There are, okay? But week one, the Steelers, 60-yard field goal. Jets did so many things amazing on offense. Very well should have won the game. They lose. Then they come back. So instead of being 1-0, and then even though you get drubbed by the Bills, sitting here 1-1, and even if they don't mount this great comeback today and, you know, for about 30 minutes actually make us think we have a chance to win this thing, even if they would have gotten flattened from start to finish by the Bucs, you know, they would have been 1-2 with the Dolphins coming in on Monday night. And the Dolphins, dead team walking, no interest in playing. McDaniel's probably a loss or two away from being fired during the season. And you're this close from either being 2-1 or maybe 2-2. Instead, here we are, 0-3. I can't take it anymore. I really can't. I don't know how I do this. I don't know why I do this. I'm sitting here, you know, it's 75 degrees out today. I didn't even go watch my son play football today because I got to watch these losers play. It really is a joke. I don't know what's harder. There's nothing harder. There is nothing more difficult. There is nothing more joyless. There is nothing more pathetic. And God, I hate to lean into this. I really do. I try not to. Oh, here come the text messages. Here we go. Now we got to see the text messages from my buddies about the Jets. It's just, you know, my good God almighty. I'm serious. The unkillable pod, as the host sticks needles in his eyes and lights himself on fire instead of talking about the Jets. Here we go. You know, and again, the way they just suck you in. They suck you in. Man, oh, man. Oh, God. Let me take a look at some of these shit stats. I'll get some of the comments. Yeah, we'll be 0-4. Probably right. Aaron Rodgers looked awesome today. Great. Yep. Wasted 4 hours. Fantastic. You know, now this is going to be very interesting. So during the week here, you know, and we talked about the sound, I talked about this, like, it's a very interesting approach by Aaron Glenn when he keeps talking about got to watch the tape. Now, I'm on the air right now, so I don't know what kind of tone Aaron Glenn's going to take after the game. I'm sure he's just going to be, man, what a shot. What an emotional flip of a roller coaster. Insane. So I don't know what he's going to do, but I think really messaging is going to matter again, you know, not for the season, but big picture, you know. And again, the expectations, guys, understand where we were coming in. You know, even when Vera Tucker got hurt, you know, especially where the Jets played in week one, running the football, sitting here saying, all right, they'll still be able to control the ball. Like, the Jets offensive line today looked awful. I mean, Tyrod Taylor was getting popped play after play after play, play after play. What is this, Bryce? What is that? We got to beat Miami, then go Dallas, beat them, Denver. I mean, that was needs. We're already talking about, you know, what are we going to do here? What are we going to? I don't know. And I got to be honest, frankly, I don't care what we're going to do. Why do you care? I didn't agree with Glenn's decision to try to score some points at the end of the half. Should have gotten off the field down 6. We're going to be 0-16. Look at it this way. Weren't going to win anyway. If it weren't for the blocked field goal. I can't even read this stuff. This is just absolutely gross. I don't really have much for you today. I'm not going to lie. I don't have much for you. You know, what do you take away? I mean, you don't know if Justin Fields is going to be ready for Miami. You know, it's not like Tyrod Taylor did anything wrong. So, you know, Sauce didn't even play well, got a concussion. You know, you had some other injuries on defense, 0-3. It's just too much. It's just too much. When do they shut this down? When does this end? When does this go away? When does the pain end? Wow, the Mets lost 3-2. Wow. My goodness. All right, let me just take a look at some of these stats here. 29-27. Think about this. A 60-yard field goal and then this. A 33-yard run by Baker. How many times have you seen the Jets, even Rex's defenses, when they were really good? I mean, the Jets' inability to contain running quarterback, and Baker's not even like Lamar or Josh Allen or, you know, even Mahomes, who has a lot of yards on the ground this year running the football. I mean, Baker's a good athlete, not a great athlete. He's good. You know, he's savvy. He's tough. He's obviously a good quarterback. He's not a great runner. 33 yards, gut punch. You know it right away. And listen, one thing I don't want to get lost here. So they come out. Like, I just have to run through some stuff here because I don't want to be so lazy and just, you know, just always woe is me forever here. But, you know, this really does change the tenor of the game, right? So the Jets, they come out passing. All right, Engstrand makes a decision. Tanner Engstrand, the OC, we're going to throw the ball a little bit. And Arian Smith has a first down reception. Then you get a gift, you know. Well, I mean, it was a penalty, but you get a 15-yard horse collar. Then you had, Then you had Wilson on – this was a big play, I thought. It was, what, third and four, Wilson for 9 yards, Taylor. Again, this is the first Jets series, right? First offensive series of the game. Taylor takes a big hit, stood there, delivered it, first down, pass interference. So the Jets are moving, right? And then they have a 9 yard reception, a hole. So it's first and 10 at the Tampa 24. They're moving. They've run 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I think 8 plays. They already have a couple of Tampa penalties. They're moving the ball, and it's second and 1. And there's a penalty on the Jets, an illegal formation. I think it was Arian Smith. It was a receiver, I think. It wasn't Garrett Wilson. So instead of being second and 1, now it's second and 6. Hole gets 2 yards. Then they go incomplete on third and 4. And boom, it completely stagnates the drive. So you're sitting there, instead of being up 7-0, you're up 3-0, again with the penalty. So the things that we saw last year and the year before and the year before, it's just all over the map. Penalty laden again. Then you get a fake. Now the Jets' first defensive possession, you get a 15-yard face mask on Quinnen Williams. And then, boom, 2 plays. The Tampa Bay Bucs are right at midfield. Right at midfield. Now, they are – and then you get this play that I tweeted out, and I put the video out there. Bucky Irvin gets a swing pass, all right? And there are 6 Jet defenders in the area. Unfathomably bad. And he goes for 25 yards on a basic, benign swing pass that had no business
– Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting more than 2 or 3 yards. It's insane. And then that's when you get, at this point, by the way, they had 5 penalties already. 9 minutes into the game, the Bucs had 5 penalties. But now it's 3rd and 29 after a Bucs holding, 3rd and 29, and you get the pass interference on Sauce Gardner, 26-yard penalty. And you're like, it's unbelievable. It really just is unbelievable. And then it's 6-3, and then you get the 42-yard ball by where Sauce gets beat by Abuka, by Emeka Abuka. So as much as everything went awry here, right, at the end, it's you can't look past the fact that so many of these self-inflicted wounds, again, continue to sabotage what the Jets are trying to do. It is unbelievable here. Let's see. All right. So teams, right? Yeah, I mean, Jets really couldn't run the ball again. Ah, good God almighty. I don't even want to look at these stats. I really don't. Now, you know, the problem here is, and it's early, and again, I said to start this, and I really try to remain married to this, but I can't speak for all you guys. Now the noise, because Aaron Glenn's been talking a big game. He's been talking a big game, all right? And he had a pretty, entertaining celebration when McDonald scooped that up. He was dancing. I mean, you got on this, a lot of time left, coach. It was a buck 43, whatever it was. Somebody just put in the comments, go down at the one. I mean, I was thinking that for a second. God, it's hard for Will McDonald to think that in the moment. I'd be curious to see what they really think about that when they have time to process it, when you look at everything. But man, oh man, it's expect. Yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to get some of these comments here. All right, so Glenn has to check the tape of him dancing like an idiot on the sideline. Bring me Rex. Let's go Mets. Aaron Glenn equals Joe Judge. Oh my God. Yeah, I know the Bucks are 3-0 for the first time in, I think, 4 years there. If we lose Miami next week, we'll be lead dogs for the number one overall pick. I mean, here we go. Glenn is garbage. Can an argument be made for McDonald to not score the touchdown on the way to the end zone? It could be. I get that. Yeah, another one, 5 points away from being 2-1. I got that as well. But, like, what does it mean? It really doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean much. Huge Jets fan from North Jersey, down in Tampa now. Thank God I didn't pay to watch this horrible Jets in the Florida heat. Tough enough sitting in my AC in the living room. Yeah, you can't give the team the ball to the opposing team if you're up less than three under 2 minutes and you have no timeouts left. Kickers are automatic. That's the problem too. It's like anytime you have a game. I remember when I was growing up and they were like the two minute warning and the clutch drives by the quarterbacks, whether it was Dan Marino or Montana, even saw Phil Sims do this. Yeah, you know, like there was just a belief that there just wouldn't be enough time here. And in the modern NFL, you're inside of 2 minutes with a timeout, even if you don't have any timeouts. But if you have a timeout or two timeouts, you're gonna get 30, 40, 50 yards in two plays. And you're going to be in a position to nail the field goal. So, you know, it's really around the NFL. It really is. It's not just the Jets that suffer this. I mean, the Jets suffer more ways than most. But let me just very quickly, I just got to see what else is going around the league here. I mean, how the hell did the Falcons get shut out to the Panthers? 30 zip. My God. Packers lose. This is a wild week. Texans lose. That's a bad one. Jaguars beat them. The Vikings put up almost 50 to the Bengals without Burrow. Rodgers looked pretty good. What was Rodgers' numbers? I know they scored 21 points. Rodgers, 16 for 23, two touchdowns and a pick. Good, not great. Colts with 41 on the Titans. What did Daniel Jones do? He had a touchdown for 240. What else do we have here? Another fun football Sunday, huh? Commanders, 41 points on the Raiders. Just crazy. So now you start to look ahead, right? I'm just going to peek ahead a little bit at the schedule just for a little, you know, for some laughs here at Miami. And here's the beautiful thing. Don't you love being on national TV, 0-3? Like, I was so pumped when the schedule came out this year. You know, and to be honest, I was also very excited last year and the year before when I saw all these primetime games. Like, I ate it up. I'm like, okay, finally – some relevance here. You know, I want to play big games and I want to be on Sunday and Thursday and Monday and 425. And then this year I said, nope, just let me toil in anonymity. Give me the 1 o'clock games up against the Giants. I'll watch the Giants later for work for the fan. I'll watch them later. That's fine. But just hide me, bury us, you know, let us just figure it out, crawl into the season. And they've done that. You know, for the most part, they have been able to find their way without the glitz and the glamour of the big cameras. And here we are, Monday night. Not that the Dolphins are any good. They're a shit show themselves. But, I mean, Monday Night Football. Yay. Dan, 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 dan. It's just the most depressing existence you could have. I mean, you really can't. You know, I say things that I try not to say. And the more you see this, I don't know how you don't think this. But Ningo was right. Honestly, I just don't. You know, I really tried not to cave into that. But after a while, I don't care how confident or delusional when I'm both, or, you know, hopeful or optimistic and every little other ingredient and characteristic that I am, you just can't get away from it. I'm watching the first half. I'm sitting there like this. I was so not even really looking forward to this game that I didn't even get my sandwich today. Like, I didn't even get a sandwich. No roast beef, no extra mozzarella, no roasted red peppers, no potato chips, no ginger ale, nothing. No rice ball, no calzone, zero. Zero. I had a banana. I wasn't even into this. And I sit there, and, you know, I take the notes like an idiot. First and 10, second and 8, third and 6, penalty, punt. Right? So I can get on the air and do this the right way. But really, at the end of the day, there's really just no reason to do this. I'm just killing trees. I'm wasting ink. Because I could just start the podcast and say, Jets lost, and it was torture. Because this was definitely a different level of hurt. But I'm sitting there in the first half like this. Again, like so many games, I've just sat there. I'm watching. I'm bored. I'm watching the game. I'm like, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. And I try to start the game like 7 or 8 minutes late so I don't have to sit through the boring commercials. Zap, 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 zap. Get to it. I'm like, all right, Jets are up 3-0. Maybe they'll mess around and maybe they'll do something today. Then you just see the penalties by both teams. That was one of the most disgusting, like, that was like the hour of football to start today was just 5 levels below repulsive. It really was, you know, and that is the, you know, and I don't start sitting slinked in my couch, you know, again, no food, no real energy. I'm like, all right, come on. You never know. Maybe they'll surprise us here today. The basically the entire Bucs offensive line is out. You know, if you've got a defense, now's the time to get some sacks. Now's this is the week to put a few on the turf, a couple of strip sacks, you know. But when your best corner gets roasted, repeatedly beat, Sauce Gardner, I don't know what to tell you. And when the other guy on the other side is absolute straight trash, he stinks. What a horrendous signing by Muji Stevens in the offseason. Awful, right? So then again, this is what it looked like. You had a camera on me today. Standing there or sitting there, lit slinkier, 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 you know, and I try to project. I do. My son gets home from his football game. He's 10. He doesn't have the hurt and the scars that we have yet, although he sees daddy. But daddy tries to, you know, forge, you know, fight through this. So, you know, the young man can have some optimism. And, you know, he's the kind of fan because he's 10. You could be down by like 3 or 4 touchdowns with 5 minutes left. He's like, yeah, but if we score quick and maybe we get an onside. And I feed it. I'm like, yeah, you never know. You never know. You know, you never know. And then what do you know? They actually suck you into it. I'm like, well, if they get a, you know, I'm saying to myself, and he's getting more and more fired up. He's running around a little bit. Then you get the play to Lazard. I'm like, all right, how much time we got? We got a couple timeouts. Let's go. Come on, get a stop. You know, you never know. You never know. And then, bang, Will McDonald with a play for the ages. Just a gorgeous play. Just gorgeous. You want to talk about the whole package, instincts, athleticism, timing. I mean, just amazing. And then he's going bonkers. And I'm, you know, I'm kind of controlled and I'm jotting down a few notes and giving him high fives. And then, again, I look. I'm like, buck 43 or buck 34, whatever it was. Here you go. And then that's going to be the game. That's going to be the game. And then really, once Baker ran for 33, you knew it was a wrap here. You knew it was an absolute wrap. I don't know. I really don't know. Yeah, I've seen this a lot here. Should have taken a knee at the 1, kneel twice, and then take their chances with Breece Hall. I mean, all right, maybe I'm giving amazing coaches too much credit here. I you know, because so much of being a great coach and it is forethought and anticipating, you know, 3, 4, 5 levels and layers downstream. But really, I mean, Lombardi, Parcells, I mean, Belichick, you take Tom Landry, you take any great coach, anybody. I mean, are they really going to say, right, to the special teams coach or as they assemble before the Bucs go for that field goal, are they really going to tell their team, guys, if we block the field goal, and if they are, then maybe these coaches exist. I just have a hard time thinking that this is said. Hey, if we block this field goal attempt and we take it and we're storming toward the house, take a knee because we don't want to give them enough time to score. I mean, how does that calculus actually enter anybody's equation there? And I don't think that it does. I'm sorry. I don't care how bummed up you are. let alone a first-year head coach who's going through all these machinations for the first time, and he's learning stuff. So I see you guys in the comments, should have taken a knee, should have taken a knee, should have taken a knee. But I don't know how that happens humanly, how the message is delivered in before it happens. I don't know. I don't see that. Let's see here. I want to see a couple of comments here. This team is 2-1 with Rodgers and Adams. Yeah, but you know what? Even if they are, I mean, the Jets have absolutely zero second wide receiver. It's embarrassing what's opposite Garrett Wilson. You shouldn't be surprised. We talked about this, but you know, when you can run the ball, it's not noticed as much. But when you don't run the ball, the effectiveness that they did in week one, you just realize opposite Garrett, it's heinous. It's really bad. But let's say the Jets had Aaron Rodgers, and let's say the Jets kept Devontae Adams, and let's say that the Jets are 2-1. Like, big picture, what does that even mean? Where are we? Come on, the guy's 40 years old. All right. You want to tell me that starts the culture? I get it. I do. That's why I was open to Rodgers returning. And we talked about this, but I wanted to leave it up to Glenn. And if he thought that, and we talked about this many pods during the summer in real time, like if he thought that Rodgers can help communicate and convey the messaging and push this forward, then he would have kept them. You think that Aaron Glenn wanted to make his job tougher than it really was? Does anybody really think that, honestly? So, no. Get Wilkes out of here. Yeah, Steve Wilkes has not distinguished himself a lick as the defensive coordinator. Not at all. At all. Ray Stinkle, Aaron Glenn is what he writes. Glad we hired a defensive-minded coach while our defense is the worst in the league. It's up there. This defense is awful. Really is. I was very disappointed in the O-line today. There was a lot of pressure. Even on that first drive that I just went through, he was getting hit a lot. He was using his legs. He was keeping his eyes upfield. And Tyrod Taylor was a pro. I mean, I've got so much respect for him. The way he keeps himself ready, the way his teammates respect him, that guy's a gamer. That guy could be a coach someday. Really, really. The defense let him down again. Yep, they suck you in only to bleep us in the end. I get it. All right, let's examine this a little bit here. I mean, I said it. It was an interesting optic here. AG celebrating like a child. What a joke. Do we really have an issue with that? I mean, the dance was a little excessive. I'm not going to get on somebody for pure. I'm also thinking about this for the first time. For pure, like, unadulterated, unfiltered enthusiasm. Like, isn't that what you want? Isn't that what resonates with young athletes? Isn't that something that we criticize too often? Like, when it's too stoic or too stale or too conservative, too predictable. But, you know, there's still a lot of game there. And I guess what you could take away from that is when you see your coach doing that and, you know, the other team's going to get the ball back and they need a field goal to win, and there's a lot of time left, and they've got a quarterback who knows how to win and a team who knows how to win. You can make the case, certainly, that that's excessive. I'm not going to crush them for it. I'm sure I'm getting calls on that tomorrow. I think a lot of people will dislike that. You know, it's a bit much. It really was. But I'd rather see that than a guy who's just punching the clock there. Paul writes, there is fight in these Jets. Yeah, there are. I get it. Next one, Dave, no moral victories. Understood. Oh, God, I need some reasonable analysis. What analysis do you want? I mean, they're reasonable. I just gave you stuff. You know, the Jets, were the Jets really ready to play today? Like, to me, the reasonable analysis has to factor in to what they look like at the outset of a game. They were losing 20-6 at the half. The opposing coach took his foot off the gas, and he was besieged by injuries, whether it was Mike Evans, his other receiver, Godwin, obviously didn't even play. His entire O-line is decimated. I mean, come on. And from the outset, whether it's Q's 15-yard face mask, whether it's the illegal formation, the procedural penalty on the Jets opening drive, 2nd-and-1, where that really, you know, didn't put them behind the chains, but it really changed, pardon me, what they could do from a playbook perspective. I mean, this is just basic stuff. You know, missed tackles on the Bucky Irvin 43-yard swing pass. I talked about this around. I don't know when you jumped into the pod. I gave you some analysis. I don't know what you want, you know? I really don't know what you want. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers had, they had, no, that, let me see, that was penalty number four. No, that was four on the Jets. The Buccaneers had eight or nine penalties. Well, they had five penalties 9 minutes into the game. Five. And we're sitting here and the Jets have 6 points and they're losing by multiple scores at the half. What kind of reasonable analysis do you need? So that's the analysis that I'm going to give you right there. You know? Oh, man. Oh, man. Reformat to a Knicks podcast. Only team in the city worth a damn. I don't give up on the Yankees yet. And the Mets are still there. I'm going to get some October baseball. Man, oh, man. You know, and the crazy thing is, like, I think it's going to be very tough this season. And we're, I'm not going there yet. I'm not going to go there today, right? Not full throttle. But I'm going there just a little bit in this respect. In years past, when you knew you had a coach that was going to get fired and you had a quarterback that you knew in college that you could at least start to size up and say, okay, all right, this is the young man who could get me through a dark, depressing winter of two wins or less, you know, 1-16, 2-15. Who's the quarterback? Because it's not Arch Manning. There is nobody right now on the and I'm not even getting into that too much. I'm just telling you, like, this now takes on a different level of anguish, because now you've got to hope that this does not become unraveled. And I'm not going to lead the parade, and I'm not just going to be so, you know, unhinged here, where I unfairly complicate Aaron Glenn's world. I'm going to call it as I see it. They were ready to play week one. They were not ready to go week two. They did not look ready to go week three. They forged a great comeback. So that kind of, to an extent, offsets not being ready for week three. But there's only so many empty conversations that you can have before you start to look at the big picture. And the big picture is the Jets' calling card was supposed to be its defense. They gave Sauce Gardner a lot of money this offseason. Has he played well? Has he made a play yet? I know he was okay against DK Metcalf, right? But has he made a play?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That flipped the field or changed the energy or changed the game or won the game. No, he is not. And that's a problem. I'm seeing Quinn Williams do a whole lot here. The linebackers in this scheme, unlike a year ago, are very quiet. And forget about the safeties in the other corner. So, you know, I am very, very, very disgusted today, as you should be, because I didn't want to have this kind of conversation. You know, I was going to kind of get on the air, you know, rail on him a little bit for not being ready, dog him, you know, crush him, and then call it a day. And then it's just another epic disaster. It really is. Just another epic script that only this team can provide you. It really is amazing. Wow. Yeah, it's Ahmad. No more sauce BS. Yeah, I mean, this means nothing to me today at that point, but... good God almighty. All right, man, I'm signing off here. I'm just, the schedule is what it is. You know, now you got to look at it. The reaction to this is you just can't prepare yourself for this. So, you know, each week, the interest and the enthusiasm and the, well, step back. Each week, the interest and the enthusiasm will certainly wane. We've seen that a lot here. That's a given. All right. What I hope doesn't wane, and the onus now is on the coach to make sure that the belief in his ability to rectify this doesn't spiral out of control. And as soon as I flip this off, I'm going to jump into, I'm recording SNY, as I always do. I want to see his press conference. I want to see his demeanor. I want to see his messaging. Because at this point, that stuff matters. I told you during the week, I didn't like the bit, you know, hey, we got to watch the tape, got to watch the tape, got to watch the tape, got to watch the tape. Because what I said was, when you tell people that you have to watch the tape, and then this is exactly what I said on The Fan this week. I said, when you say that, and then you come out the next game and you're not ready to play, well, then the next question very well could be to start the next press conference, meaning today, is, well, coach, last time you told us that you have to watch the tape, I'm assuming that you watched the tape. Why, when you watched the tape, was the necessary corrections not made today, meaning today? You know what I mean? Same mistakes, penalties, sloppy tackling, etc. That's why I didn't like it. And there's also, and this is the obvious stuff too, you talk about the equity that's not yet earned in this city. Now, we love him because he played here. We respect him because he knows what it's like to be a Jet. And he said that at the press conference. But, you know, the stories of a former Jet coming home, trying to save this sinking ship, there's an expiration point. Nobody wants to read that anymore. So that's already over with. You know, Aaron Glenn, the terrific corner, Aaron Glenn, the Bill Parcells protege, Aaron Glenn, the coaching lifer who worked his way up, you know, scout all the different checkpoints, which he has. And I've got profound respect for that. But that starts to go out the window. And now it's just, what are you? Well, you're 0-3. And before you know it, it's October. And October is right around the corner. No wins. No wins. And it's just incredibly frustrating. And there's other years that are frustrating. But to me, there were wins on the board. I expected a win or two at this point. I didn't expect a gaudy win total. I never said 10 or 11. To me, you know, 9-ish was in play. But you can't start 0-3 to get to that number. The math doesn't add up. And at this point, I've got no interest in doing math. I've got interest right now in going to watch the coach and see what he says. That's what matters next. So, all right, I will be on The Fan tomorrow, 10 a.m., obviously talk about it all. But, of course, this slop fest and next level torture. I mean, just when you think they can't hand you a different script, they do. I mean, it really is amazing. Oh, God, I love you, Jet fans. God, do I love you guys and gals. Man, have we earned and do we deserve more than this? I mean, just another wasted Sunday. So I do appreciate you hanging out on the pod. Unkillable, of course. Spotify, Apple, get it out there. All you Jet fans across the country, download it if you checked in. Hit the comments. Keep them coming. I'll jump in during the week. I'll give you another one. Get ready for Miami. We'll always rev it back up. You know, we'll get past the different stages of whether it's grief or anger. That's what we do. There's nobody more resilient than us. We know how to do this. Hey, if there is one thing we know how to do, it is how to respond from a loss. We are a dynasty at that. We are the Montana and the Walshes and the Rices at learning how to pick ourselves up and get back on the horse and understand that there's always something that comes next. So, but to me, all kidding aside, Aaron Glenn's press conference today, important. Aaron Glenn's press conference this week, very, very important. I appreciate you guys. I'll check you tomorrow, 10 on The Fan. I'll see you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.